Psalm 132, I'm going to read the first 10 verses. These verses are a prayer for David by the congregation of Israel. And they quote David's vow to not rest until a place for God, a proper place for God is built. O Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured. He swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelids, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. We heard it in some other place, and we came upon it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with righteousness. May your saints sing for joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed one. Verse 8 says, O Lord, come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. It's believed that that reference, ark of your might, is talking about the Ark of the Covenant. And we've mentioned that the Ark of the Covenant's come up in Sunday school a couple of times lately. So indeed, they mentioned that with a lot of reverence, I believe. A little bit of the background on it. If you would look at 1 Samuel chapter 6, that's the story of the Philistines putting the Ark of the Covenant on the cart and saying, we're going to see now if there's anything to this, if this is just happenstance or if there is significance to this. And they put that on that cart, and there was significance to it. And they found out it went down the road. The Bible says those cows went mooing the whole way. I always thought that was kind of neat. But anyways, well, the end of that chapter, there's kind of a sad thing happens there. It gets to that field, and there's 70 men lose their lives in that chapter because they look into the Ark of the Covenant. If we were to look in 2 Samuel, that was 1 Samuel chapter 6. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, that's the story of another movement of the Ark of the Covenant. That's the story where Uzzah reaches out his hand to steady the ark when it goes over a rough place in the road, and he loses his life. So when this is mentioned here, it has to be with a lot of reverence. And you know, we've talked about how it doesn't seem to make sense that Uzzah would lose his life in a time like that. And I don't understand that. The Bible says he acted irreverently, and so we have to take it at that. Well, somewhere along the way, and this got mentioned in Sunday school also, you know, where's the ark now? I believe it disappeared in the Babylonian captivity. And it seems like, as we look at the whole Old Testament, that the presence of God sort of disappeared with it. There was a long, dark period. God spoke to some prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah, but there was just a distance there. Well, when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn, and we had access to God. And more than having access to God, the Ark of the Covenant no longer is significant, but what that Ark represented is now, we are now that dwelling place. And if this Ark is so significant that 70 men lost their lives for looking into it, another man lost his life for putting his hand on it, because that ark represented God's presence, God's dwelling, God's being there. And if I am now God's dwelling place, I have to say to myself, and I say to each one of you, we're not just simply accepted by Jesus' blood. We are made holy. Like the Ark of the Covenant, if we are where God dwells, we are significant. Under the blood of Christ, we are significant. We are holy. We are It's God's presence didn't become less significant than we are a people, almost like you can't lay your hand on. We're holy. We're significant. I'm amazed by that, blessed by it, made to worship by becoming that dwelling place. Let's pray. Dear Father, we come before you this morning almost at a loss of words at your holiness and that you see fit to make us holy. And we praise you for that. And we honor you. Pray that you would bless our service this morning, be with our Sunday school teachers, the ones that lead out, and that we would be a blessing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.